Whatever.
Why don't you do it?
Do you want me to? Okay.
Yeah.
Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on the Gathering Radio Show. Hi, everyone. Welcome into the Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network. This is Stephanie, and I have Heidi with me. Hi, Heidi.
Hey, Steph. How's it going?
Pretty good. Hey, I've been off for a couple weeks. Thanks for holding down the fort for me. And I know you had some really fun guests in. You know, our old co-host Kristen was on with you the first week, and Tim was on last week. So phenomenal guests, phenomenal shows.
And, we've been having fun.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you couldn't be here. We weren't having fun. Too much fun while you were gone. Don't worry.
It's okay if you were. It's okay if you were. But thanks for taking over for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally appreciate it.
Sometimes we just need a break.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So, what's shaking in your world?
It's I think because it's kind of warming up. It's unseasonably warm here in Minnesota. For those that don't live around here, it is unseasonably warm. It started getting kind of warm. We really haven't had a bad winter. Not that I want to sit and talk about weather.
Right.
But we really have had a pretty decent winter as far as Minnesota winters go. And so it started getting kind of nice and warmer in February, which was weird. And I mean, warm is relative. It was in like the high 20s, low 30s. That was like fantastic. Yeah. And then it started getting even warmer. And now we've hit May. It's not May. It's March. And it's in the upper 30s, low 40s. We're supposed to hit 50 this week. It's cool. And I'm not saying we're not going to get more snow. We probably will. But I think it's making people kind of squirrely.
Yes.
You know? And so I have been flooded with readings this month and last month. Like a lot of readings. I do readings quite often. And I'll do them from home. I'll do them from work. Wherever I am, you know, I can fit them in my schedule and I'll do them. And I've been doing tons of tarot readings and sending them, emailing to people. People are just like, all this stuff is going on, and I think they're just getting squirrely, and they want to know what's going on. So I've been doing a ton of readings, which is good, but it's interesting because it's just really like massive spike in doing readings this time of year. I think it's the weather. Like, I don't know. There might, I mean, there's other stuff going on. Probably some of it we're going to talk about tonight, but it's squirrely. Okay. That's my word of the week.
Well, it's true. And, you know, last year, I was thinking about this, and last year on this date, Heidi, you weren't able to come with us, but the Squatchers were up north, and it was 20 below the whole time we were up there. And at night,
I wasn't sad about not going.
No, and at night, it dipped
for that reason.
I know, and it dipped down to 30 below at night. It was cold. It was super cold. So here we are a year later. And it's, you know, 40 degrees outside. That's 70 degrees difference, you know?
Yep.
So, and we're headed up this weekend, and it's supposed to be in the 40s. Yes! So, hope that's going to be awesome. I'm excited.
Yep. I know. I see Snooki in the chat room. I see her dancing little emoji there. And that's kind of how we're feeling here, right?
Yeah, we just got to get out. And, you know, Mama Owl is in the box and those babies are due to hatch any day now. I was just telling Casey, I think I need to get over there and have a look. I was there last weekend and she was still really low on the box, but
wow, it's exciting times. You know, last year she lost her babies because it was so cold. And what's interesting about that is I was up there, I took Harry up there this weekend, and there was a guy taking pictures, and we started chatting. And he said, well, you know, last year she lost her babies. I said, yes, I know. And then she had another clutch. I said, no, she didn't. I would know this, right? But I didn't, because I didn't go over there after she came and told me, you know, her heartbreaking story. And he said, yeah, a few weeks after her first clutch failed, she was nesting in this other tree where she nests occasionally too. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, and he said, yeah. She had two babies. And I'm like,
oh, God.
Oh, that's just so sweet. I was so excited to hear that. So, yeah, so now those babies are due anytime now. I'm excited. So I'll have to start going over there again every other day or something, you know, because that was fun. Yeah. The eagles are all nesting. So, you know, it's that really exciting time of year when all the babies are being born. And now I'll have to be there at the nests with my super long lenses and taking pictures and, you know, because that's what I do.
Yeah. Mm. I have friends that have, they're not here in Minnesota, but they have a little farm that they've started, and there's goats, little baby goats coming in. I see the pictures, and they're so cute.
I love goats. I love it.
They're so cute. I can't even handle how they're so cute. So,
what do they do with those goats? Do they have goat milk? Do they make soap? What do they do with it?
So far, they just have goats.
Okay.
For the sheer joy of having goats, I believe. Yes. I don't know what else they're doing with them. Yeah. Other than they're cute and they want goats. Yeah. And that's great. I think it's great. Oh,
absolutely.
That's a great reason.
Oh, I think it would be so fun to have goats. And I think, you know, I don't know if you've ever tried this new phase is this goat milk, like creams and soap and stuff.
I've had goat soap. Yeah, the goat milk soaps and stuff like that.
It's phenomenal. Yeah. It really does a good job with your skin. It's very expensive, so I've kind of not bought it for a while, but it really does a good job, you know.
My goal at some point is to have goats.
Yes, well. I would love to have some goats. I would love to have a few goats, and you know, but I really want cows. I really want cows.
They won't fit in your yard.
No, I would have to live out in the country. Someday when I live up north in a log cabin, I'll make sure that I have a barn so I can have a couple of cows and a few chickens and, you know, that kind of stuff. Maybe a couple goats.
There you go.
Yeah,
good.
Got it all planned out, and then I can make goat milk or goat soap, and you know, goat milk lotions.
I don't think you can make goat milk
lotions. No, but you know, make all the stuff that goes along with it. You know, yogurt, cheese, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Good. You're gonna have a little hobby farm thing going.
Yeah.
Snooki in the chat room is saying that she started her spring cleaning already, which is
good
for you. I have too, because I'm going through all my stuff, so I have started getting rid of stuff, which is nice. Mm-hmm. It feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Refreshing. Yeah. I did a home smudge, did all this stuff. Good.
Nice. Yes. I need to start now too. So we're all going to have a amazingly organized and clean home soon. I think, I don't know.
Exactly the plan.
Oh my goodness. Well, so tonight we're in the middle of Mercury retrograde.
Kind of halfway through the middle. I was going to say, we're not really in the middle anymore. We've kind of skipped into the back half of it.
Yes, yes.
But we're still in it for sure.
Still in it. And people are crazy. And you know what, Heidi? I didn't even know it was Mercury retrograde this time. And it started.
Great.
So it's already been two full weeks of this, right?
Yeah.
And we're like in the third week now. And at the end of the first week, I had been, you know, it really affects me. And I get kind of crazy, and I get kind of cranky, and I get kind of just nuts. I had no idea it was that time, because I've been trying not to look at the calendar and know these things, because I want to know if it really does affect me or if it's just my mind thinking it does, you know?
Right.
And so I haven't paid attention. And so Casey and I are at breakfast a couple Saturdays ago, and she was looking at her phone or something, and it said something about, she said, what? We're a week into Mercury retrograde. And I'm like, are you flipping kidding me? I said, well, no wonder I've been so crazy and out of sorts, you know? And she's like, no kidding, Mom. You are just out of control. And I said, well, now we know why. And I didn't even know, you know? So it really does affect me for sure, you know? So, wow. Is anybody else out there in the chat room affected by Mercury retrograde. Now, Timepiece is saying that it's good. I think
and it can be. Yeah, mm-hmm. for some people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say not everybody.
No, I'm kind of wondering if it doesn't affect different signs differently. Do you know, like the full moon makes me crazy too. That's another one, you know.
One of the things that I was in some of my research, and this may or may not be true, but this is what I read, and so I'll take some of it with a grain of salt, but that if you're born in a Mercury retrograde cycle, it could actually be a really good thing for you. Like you could really thrive in a retrograde cycle then, where some people it really kind of holds them back or takes them down or throws things off kilter. And if you were born in a Mercury retrograde cycle, you could actually find enhanced intuition. You could have, what was it that I was reading? I was reading it somewhere. Let me see if I can find it here quick. They were saying that, you could have enhanced, I had it here.
Enhanced.
But they were saying like enhanced intuition and you were able to almost like luck is in your favor. Like you can't really screw things up. And I don't think that that's entirely true, but it's just how people can, like you said, you're really affected in a kind of a hard way by Mercury retrograde. That people that tend to be born in Mercury retrograde sense, I won't say this is a blanket statement for everyone, but they tend to find just the opposite. Like, wow, things go really, really well for Mercury retrograde for them.
Interesting.
So yeah, I thought that was interesting.
So there must be somewhere online that we can tell if we were born in a Mercury retrograde, right?
There
so
are charts. There's a. I found a calculator.
Oh.
Go to the. Now again, take. You have to type in your birth date and your time and location and stuff. So do it if you want to. But there's one. It's astrostyle.com/i-born. -during-mercury-retrograde. I'll put it in the chat room.
Okay.
But that they have a calculator apparently that you can check out. And I'm sure there's others as well, but I'll go ahead and put this one in the chat room.
Yeah, that would be interesting because for sure I wasn't. And if I was, wow, that'll be totally anomaly then for that idea.
Yeah. And Timepiece is saying, love it. Timepiece is a Virgo. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. Maybe. And saying it's a productive time. Timepiece says it's a productive time. Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm wondering if it's always like that or have you learned to work with the Mercury retrograde energy?
Yeah.
Like, has it always been like that? Or is it as you've learned to work within the energy? I don't usually have a problem with it. I also am cautious, I guess, about what I do in Mercury retrograde.
Yeah. Well, they say that it's, you know, because Mercury is the communications god, right? The communication and travel and transportation and stuff like that. So when Mercury is in retrograde, you need to be careful about what you say and how you say things and travel and all that kind of stuff. And you should never sign any important documents during this time or, you know, make any big decisions in this time.
Well, and they're saying it's not that you shouldn't, because sometimes you just can't help it.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I know someone that was, we were talking about Mercury retrograde at one of our meetups, and she goes, oh my gosh, I'm signing a lease, or she was buying a house, and she was signing the paperwork during Mercury retrograde, and she almost passed out when we were talking about it. And I said, well, no. She goes, I can't do it. Should I not do it? I'm like, we have to. I go, you can't not do it, can you? She's like, well, no. And I said, okay, then just, one of the things that I read somewhere too was use the RE in retrograde as cues for the words that you should focus on during a retrograde. So you take the RE instead of, you know, retrograde, it's review. So you review, like extra review, just like contracts or things that you have to sign. If you are talking about communication, you mentioned, right?
Mm-hmm.
You might have to repeat yourself. You might have to repeat yourself over and over. Like in emails, sometimes emails don't go through, right?
Right.
So you have to resend the email.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of you know, to look at that prefix is to review, repeat. Mm-hmm. You know, and then that's the energy that, you know, one of the things that, you know, we've talked about this before is to work with the energy. And we can talk about this in a minute too.
Mm-hmm.
How to work with the energy, you know, and that's some of the ways you can do it, but we can talk about more of that.
Yeah. Okay. So it says that I was born when Mercury was direct. So I was not born in a retrograde.
Okay. Well, I guess if that's what they say is true, you know, if you're not born in one, then it could kind of mess you up.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you try it? Did you do this little chart thing and see what it
no,
said for you?
I don't feel like I want to put my birth date and stuff in there.
Oh.
Well, I said,
well, why not?
I mean, it doesn't know. I don't trust you.
Whatever.
Capricorn, come on.
Okay, whatever.
So, you know, I mean, I don't think I was, because I've done enough astrology charts and stuff. I guess I don't know, maybe it wouldn't come up in that. But I don't think I was, because they're not stellar for me either. I don't look forward to them, but I don't also freak out when I know they're coming. So,
yeah.
I'm looking in the chat room here. I think I missed something. Kat was.
Oh,
Sherry's saying she hasn't been affected either way. And. Oh, I don't know. We're trying to figure out why Kat wouldn't want, or would she want confirmation, but I don't know what they're talking about. So I might be too far back for me to see. Mike AZ was saying reward. Haha, yeah. Well, if you can find a way to do that, get some kind of reward.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good reword.
Or maybe reward yourself for actually making it through Mercury retrograde.
There you go. treat
yourself.
That
might be a good one. Now we need one that says for born under a bad sign, Ceiling Cat saying.
I don't want to know that.
Timepiece says Virgos are ruled by Mercury. Well, then that would, I don't know what that means really. So if Mercury's in retrograde, maybe that's a good thing for them. I don't know.
Could be.
I don't know enough about that stuff.
If you're aligned with Mercury,
yeah.
Maybe either way, it doesn't really affect you if you're direct or.
Yeah.
If you're in retrograde, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But no Mercury. You know, and what's interesting is my whole family. I remember one time we had family dinner and my nieces were talking about how frantic they were and they were cranky and bad things were happening. And I said, well, you know, Mercury's in retrograde. And they both stopped and they both looked at me and said, well, what is that? And I told them, I said, oh my God. And then my niece Dolly comes in and of course she's the enlightened hippie like me, you know, and she knew exactly what it was. And she said, oh my goodness, that is exactly why I've been feeling the way I feel. So maybe it's a Langer girl thing. I don't know. Cause we were all just like, oh, this is the reason why, you know? So I don't know. Interesting. For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we were all summer babies. So maybe that has something to do with it too. I don't really know. I mean, I'm Cancer and I don't know what the other two are. They were born in August, beginning of August and end of August. And then one was born at the end of May.
Your birthday is in the next retrograde.
Oh, great.
What's your birthday?
July 16th.
Oh, no, you just miss it. You're in the outside
Woo!
Of it, on the backside.
I think I was in it last year on my birthday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So,
yeah. There's usually, 3 to 4 a year, depending on when the cycles are running.
Mm-hmm.
For now, some of the 4, you know, might be extended from like December into January, so it counts as 4 in the year, but really there's, you know, it's just one retrograde that extends.
Yeah.
Because I know sometimes it runs over the first of the year, so it just depends on when it's hitting.
Yeah. So you were saying you had some ideas for people who are having a bad time with Mercury retrograde and what they should be doing.
Yeah. So some of it we just talked about where you might have to review, you know, that'll be helpful because you might catch different things that are in contracts or things that you have to sign. You want to review what you're signing because some things are, there could be errors, you know, that could be, you could be held to legally. So you want to make sure that things are accurate. You want to review anything that you're going to be signing. You know, if you're buying a car, you're buying a house, you're renting an apartment, you're doing whatever,
right?
Just kind of dot your I's and cross your T's, all those things when you're, just to avoid any issues.
Mm-hmm.
You want to, we're going through the Rees here. You want to like repeat yourself, you know, make sure that you're getting your message across. You know, especially if you don't hear back from someone, like the whole email things get, it's kind of weird and Mercury retrograde. Mm-hmm. So if you send an email, you don't hear from someone and you think you should have by then, send it again, maybe, or just check in like, hey, did you get the email I sent the other day? Or same thing with text, because you never know. It could have just dropped off the planet.
Yeah.
You know, is where it went out in cyberspace.
Yeah.
So you want to, resend, you know, or repeat yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to, just to make sure that people are in touch with you and making sure that they're getting what you're sending.
Mm-hmm.
You also want to, when I worked in my corporate job, one of the things that I was in recruiting and marketing, and when we needed to hire internal candidates, one of the things that I looked at when we were doing, when we were in a Mercury retrograde, is to review other, instead of like trying to recruit new resumes, you know, trying to go out and get new resumes and post ads, I'd go through resumes that had already been sent in.
Mm-hmm.
That we had a lot of candidates for a job and we had to pick one, but we had a lot of good candidates or whatever. So I go through resumes that were already in our backup plan to see, mm-hmm. you know, and it might have been a year and some people are still looking for a job and some people got a different job and then they didn't realize it was that great. So they're looking for a new job again.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go through those before I would start looking for new hires or new candidates, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I usually found people that were ready, you know, they were mm-hmm. looking for a new job again, or they, you know, they found something before, it wasn't great. Now they're ready to look again, or they still were interested, but they didn't get the job. So they're still looking, you know, so we just go through existing resumes instead of trying mm-hmm. to create resumes, and that seemed to work well. And same thing with when we're going through sales portfolios, and you have sales goals, you know, you work for a sales company, and you, what we would do is like revisit existing clients,
mm-hmm.
you know, or people that might be ready to re-up their program again, you know, so mm-hmm. they're ready to renew, you know, so all these re words are coming up. You know, we had, you know, time during the retrograde to go through and work with existing clients and just, you know, and sometimes it was just to connect with them. It wasn't to actually mm-hmm. talk to them, but just like, hey, how you doing? Just want to check in, make sure everything's okay. So it was good to reconnect with them instead of trying to scoop up new clients and run around mm-hmm. town and do all that. It was, you know, just nurture and work with the existing clients.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Makes total sense for sure.
So I'm going to stop here for a second. And Timepiece says retrograde only seems to appear to move backwards. Ever felt the feeling when your car pulls forward, when a car pulls forward next to you and it feels like you're rolling backwards?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what it is, because it's really not going backwards.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
An illusion, an optical illusion.
Mm-hmm. But it does affect us. So here's a description of what it is. Maybe that makes more sense than us bumbling through it. But okay, it says, okay, so here's where it all starts. I am reading this from Allure magazine of all places, but it's pretty good. It's a pretty good article. So here we go. Mercury, named after the Roman deity who served as messenger to the gods, is the quick-moving planet that governs communication, travel, and technology. It helps us transmit messages by controlling both what we say and how we process what we hear from others. Okay, so there's another one. We need to think about what people are saying to us, too. Mm-hmm. 3 or 4 times a year, Mercury appears to go backward in the sky. While other planets also go retrograde, this particular retrograde has the potential to screw up all things related to communication and transmission. Shakeups aside, when Mercury rests, it gives us time to take a breath. So maybe we all need to take a breath, too. This time period is the planetary reflection of measure twice, cut once. Makes sense, like you said. Offers and offers three chances to make sure our work is perfect. The first occurs when Mercury initially crosses a degree in the sky during a period known as its pre-retrograde shadow. The second happens when Mercury is in retrograde. And the final chance to move forward is when Mercury makes its final crossing over the degree known as the post-retrograde shadow. So really there are like three phases to every Mercury retrograde. You know, and it's saying, you know, we need to be extremely careful with our language. Like you said, triple check every text, email, and direct messages. Take time to carefully explain your intentions. And, you know, just kind of everything you said. Yeah, and certainly, you know, it also says we can always expect people from the past to re-emerge during Mercury retrograde, and in many cases, it's best to kindly decline unexpected coffee invites and innocent proposals to go grab drinks. Go grab drinks. That's really hard to say. I'm not really sure why.
It is probably been drinking.
Oh my gosh, no beer tonight. Really. So this one ends on March 9th. So a week from yesterday, it's over. It'll be in the post-retrograde stage, I guess.
Yeah, it'll go into that. So there's still a little bit of that energy as it's kind of fading out. But yeah, you know, that's interesting. Well, we should talk about, I'll get into that after the break, because it goes into a bigger piece of something about people coming back in. But one of the things that you mentioned about listening, too, because it is about communication and not just talking to talk. And sometimes, you know, with Mercury, because this communication thing starts flowing and with the energy being kind of crazy, we could start like this verbal vomit thing that can go just nuts. So before you start talking, to really just maybe take a pause, be mindful about what you're going to say, planful about what you're going to say, and then say it and then be quiet. Because then when you're listening to someone, you can listen and be present while they communicate and really take in what they're saying.
Absolutely. And, you know, this also goes on to say that, you know, Mercury retrograde isn't all bad. In fact, it can serve as your quarterly self-assessment. You know, for example, how prepared are you for inconveniences? How zen are you feeling these days? And, you know, maybe it's time to just make an assessment of yourself and what's going on and what you need to change and kind of build your intentions for the next quarter, right? That's how I'm looking at it.
Yeah. I mean, it is a good reminder that when things go south, how do you handle it? Are you ready? Do you have a backup plan? You know, so it keeps us, kind of keeps us on our toes, right? If something isn't going to go right, you know, oh, if this happens again, I need to have this ready. So.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my goodness. Craziness. All right. So listen, it's almost the half hour already. So why don't we go to commercial break, and then afterwards we can talk about this other more in depth. So everyone stay tuned. This is the Gathering Radio Show, and this is the Para-X Radio Network.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X.
Happens to a ghost when their home is torn down. No one thinks of the disembodied when they rip down old buildings, dig up cemeteries, and build clean, unhauntable condos. Every year, hundreds of spirits are driven out of their own haunts by the careless living to exist alone with no one to scare. At Para-X Radio, our hosts feel the plight of these evicted disembodied, and we're reaching out to you to please open your heart to one of these lost souls, such as the ghost soldier of the General Wayne Inn or the abandoned spirit cat of Benjamin Rush. So please, please, let a little spooky into your life. Won't you open your house to a ghost without a home?
Para-X.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, Tommy, what's shaking?
Oh, just getting ready for this week's show. It's going to be another far-out adventure on He Said, She Said, the Cryptid Show. What happens when you get two cryptid researchers together, one from Minnesota and one from Cryptovania?
I know. It's so much fun. And it's every week, and we get to have fun and talk to different people. And
we don't always agree on everything.
We might even disagree about a thing or two. Oh, my.
One never knows. It's been known to happen before.
And that is the beauty of He Said, She Said, the Cryptid Show on Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern on the Para X Radio Network.
That was money in the bank.
Welcome back to the Gathering Radio Show here on the Para X Network. We're talking about Mercury retrograde tonight. I can't even say it. And all the different ways that you can help combat Mercury retrograde, unless you're flying through it because you find your good flow during Mercury retrograde, then I guess that is a good thing. You know, I guess maybe it isn't if the rest of your year is not so good, but I would hope that's not the case. Just extra goodness during a Mercury retrograde. Otherwise, it would be a long year.
Yeah, for sure.
So one of the things that I think is interesting, because some of these articles talk about, you know, people coming back into your life, you know, they're trying to reconnect with you, and, you know, it could be an old flame or an old friend or whatever, and you have to be careful, right, you know, about connecting with some of these people, because you might think, oh, wow, this is cool. You know, and it could be someone that maybe you're still pining over, or, you know, whatever. But think about, you know, this energy of communication may be off, right? Because you're in a Mercury retrograde. So be cautious about people who come, you know, flying back into your world during a retrograde, or creeping back in, or however you want to say it, or, you know, reconnecting with you on social media or something, and saying, hey, you know, we should get together for coffee, you know, especially if it's an old flame or something, because you just kind of wonder, like, why now is this happening? You know, what's coming up that's making this happen, especially during a retrograde? I would kind of double question it, re-question it, right? Mm-hmm. So, because sometimes it's not, oh, second chance, or, oh, we're going to give this another shot. It's because maybe there wasn't a full closure, which is why this person feels compelled to connect with you, because there's no closure on that relationship. Mm-hmm. So if the relationship ended, it might be that it needs to stay ended, but you need to put some, you know, final touches on that ending.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things you want to look at, especially during a retrograde, is, you know, wait a minute, where is this person coming from out of the blue? Now they want to reconnect, or, you know, and sometimes it could be just someone that is, you know, you've lost touch. And it's not to say that you shouldn't have this friendship, but just, you know, maybe it's just time to revisit what kind of friendship it is. It's not, you know, because some of these friendships, like, oh, this person just comes around when they feel like it, you know, and it's time to revisit, like, what kind of friendship is this, and what kind of time do I give to it? You know, so it's just a time to maybe revisit what those relationships look like.
Of course. Of course. So, you know, I don't think you should avoid having coffee with these people, but, you know, think about it, and, you know, I mean, you know, think about why you're not talking to them anymore.
Some of them, it might not be a good idea.
Right.
It might be a bad idea to, you know, put some energy into it, because it's something that's supposed to be done.
Yeah. And be kind.
Dave said this has been happening. Is it what we're talking about, or is this something else? What has been happening? I'm curious. Please fulfill us with you.
Yeah, so tell us, Dave, what has been happening to you? And Timepiece is talking about, you know, being kind, which is kind of our theme of the year this year, right? Is let's be kind to others as well as ourselves. We need to be kind to ourselves, and, you know, be self-centered once in a while, because sometimes it's not a bad thing. So, you know, Dave is just, that means I have to type. Yes, it does mean you have to type. Do tell us. Yeah, because we'd like to know. But, yeah, so, you know, like you said, it's probably not all bad. And I guess from now on, I really need to know, for me personally, when these retrogrades are, so I can tamp down the craziness. You know what I mean? It's good to know, though, that I'm not crazy and that it really does happen even when I don't know that it's there. Like, that moment at Roman's Cafe and the revelation that happened, and I'm like, what? Right. Everybody in that cafe just looked at me. Roman himself came running over. What's going on? You know? But, yeah, so
probably. Well, it's good to know, like you said, because then you can be aware, you can be mindful, and maybe plan your schedule different. You know, if it gets too full, maybe that's when things start to spin out of control, so you don't schedule as much during a retrograde, because then it gives you time in between to relax or to calm down, or, you know, whatever it is that feels like it's happening during a retrograde, you have time to kind of offset that.
I agree. Yeah, that's a good idea. So I will, you know, tomorrow I will write down all the retrogrades in my calendar so that I'm well aware of when they're happening, and control it from there.
Yeah, it's a good idea. And we do have two more this year. We have June into July and then October into November. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're looking at for a couple more. But, you know, being planful, you can do it. You know, what's interesting is one of the things that happened, thankfully, in this retrograde, it hasn't been, I mean, I'll own my screw-ups. For sure, I will own my screw-ups. I will own them all day long.
Yeah,
I screw up things. That's the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But thankfully, in this retrograde, they haven't been a lot, it hasn't been a lot of my screw ups. So I'm really glad for that because it usually, I mean, it can be for sure.
Yeah.
So one of the things that happened, I have an event coming up at the Palmer House next month, right? Mm-hmm. And I had a gal, or no, one of the employees at the Palmer House emailed me and said, "Hey, a gal signed up for your event and she hasn't heard from you. She paid for tickets. We gave her a room because she didn't have anything. Like, you weren't getting back to her, and she wants her room. And so we had put her in one, and we're just letting you know." And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. Because that's just cool, right? Someone buys tickets to your event. You thank them. You're like, hey, what room do you want? Let's get you booked. Let's do this. So I'm panicked, right, because I dropped the ball. It was like 3 days ago that she bought the tickets. What? So I emailed her because they sent me your email. And I said, I'm so sorry. What room did you want? How does, you know, let's get this fixed. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. And then she emailed me back and she's like, yeah, well, it cost me this much for tickets and this much for the thing and this much. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I don't charge that much for the event. And I certainly don't charge extra for that, which is fine that someone else does. It's just, I knew, I'm like, wait a minute. I don't think this is my event.
Right.
Because they have other events there, right? And so I started thinking, oh, this isn't even my event. So no wonder I didn't hear about it. And so I'm like, I don't even want to email anymore because I don't want this to get more screwed up because you know how things can kind of get lost in translation. So I saw her phone number there and I called her. We back and forth a few times. Finally, we connected. And I said, can you tell me what month the event is that you're going to? Because they usually don't have more than one event a month, bigger events there. And so she told me when it was and I said, oh, that's not my event. I said, okay, so I'm feeling better about this, but I still feel bad that she's not happy, right? And I still want to be a good representative of events in general and the Palmer House, even though, you know, it's... And so I said, well, can I help you get this sorted out? And because it was her first event she'd ever signed up for. And I said, well, let me help you get this sorted out, and here's what you need to do. And so I helped her out. And so she was really happy that, you know, she's like, oh, thanks for your help. And I said, no problem. I'll make sure that they know that this other person needs to get a hold of you so they know. And she's like, okay. And I said, maybe they're out of town or something. So, you know, but you're going to have a room there. Don't worry. And she's like, no, wait a minute. What event do you have? And so I said, I told her what it was. And she's like, well, I can't take, you know, that much time off so close to each other. And I said, well, that's okay. I have one in October too. And she's like, oh my gosh. But I actually think she's going to be coming to my October event instead.
So well, there you go.
And we got it all fixed. All resolves. It was great. And she was happy. But it was one of those things. It was just an easy mistake, you know, that it got sent to me instead of the other person that it was supposed to go to. But it worked out. But I wasn't, it wasn't my fault. I'm super glad because that kind of thing I would have done, really.
Yeah.
So.
Very cool.
So I saw it. Dave followed up, right? Yeah. He typed up something in the chat room here.
He did. So he's saying that what has happened, we were talking about people that we haven't heard from forever all of a sudden are getting a hold of us. And he's saying that, you know, he was set to have lunch with an old friend from the music business and a guy he went to high school with apparently knows us both, so asked if he could come and hang out. So then I said, what happened? What hasn't happened yet?
Oh, so it's still
like, you know, he's just saying, yeah, he's just saying that, yes, people are, you know, messaging him or whatever to get together. And so, yeah.
Cool that. But yeah, it's interesting when that kind of stuff comes around. But thankfully, like I was saying before, I don't have a lot of screw-ups under my belt on this one. And mm-hmm. I'm happy yeah. about that.
Oh, that's
because
good.
It seems like if I'm going to screw something up, what it's going to be, it will not fail. I'll double book myself with mm-hmm. clients. Mm-hmm. And the worst feeling, and I know when I screw it up, and it happens not that often, thankfully, mm-hmm. but I'll walk into the waiting room of my studio and there's two people sitting there. And I'm like, uh-oh. There can't yeah. be two of you here. That means that something got screwed up. So,
how often does that happen? And what do you do when that situation arises?
Oh, well, it doesn't happen very often, thankfully, because I'm really aware of going through my schedule over and over during a retrograde, especially mm-hmm. to make sure that I don't double book someone. And so I'll mm-hmm. look up who I've got set, you know, coming up, and then I'll look up emails to make sure, like, that's what we said. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so then, if, you know, so I'll make sure that I put it in my calendar right away. That's where things would get screwed up, if I don't put it in my calendar right away and then I put someone else in that slot. Mm-hmm. So basically, if it happens, which it has, I'll have two people sitting there, and they know something's not right because there's never someone else in there when they come. So now there's two people sitting there, they know something's yeah. screwed up. And yeah. so basically I have to give the appointment to whoever I booked first.
Yes.
And then I'll give a discount to the person who I had to bump. And hopefully yeah. they're not upset. But nobody's been upset because they get it. And mm-hmm. it doesn't happen often. So, you know, then I'll just give them a discount. And then mm-hmm. everybody seems to be happy. And really, when you look, like, they'll say it to me too. They're like, you know, it must not have been time for me to do this. Like, we're yeah. supposed to do it next week, or we're supposed to do it 2 weeks from now. Or, oh, I was supposed to do it. I thought I was supposed to do this before my vacation. Maybe I'm supposed to do it after my vacation or whatever, you know? So mm-hmm. it works out the way it's supposed to, but
yes,
I don't like doing yes. that because I feel bad and I don't want people to spend their time and, you know, yeah. driving over and gas and all that. And then they don't get the session and then they have to come back and do it again, which is why I give a discount. So.
Well, but you've had, I know you've talked about this before, but you've had times where two people show up for an appointment because one of them got the day wrong or the time wrong or something. And, you know, there's been times for me, you know, that I get times wrong or whatever. And you know, and I think that just happens, you know. And you're right. Everything happens for a reason. And everything happens when it's supposed to happen, you know. Sometimes we're just a little antsy about it, or we just want it to happen sooner or whatever. So then we think it is, but it's really not. Which is why Steffi Jean writes everything down, because otherwise it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's it is a good habit to have, is to write things down. Every once in a while someone will come in and I'm like, what are you doing here today? You're supposed to be here in 2 days. They're like, oh my God. And I've had people too that have, like, they're texting me or emailing me, I'm on my way, I'm running late. I'm like, why?
Yeah,
why are you coming? And they're like, because I have an appointment. I'm like, no, you don't. You never confirmed. Like, I sent you options and I never heard from you.
Oh.
And that's happened for people. They get options from me and then they think they responded or whatever.
Yep.
And they don't respond. And so I give it to someone else, or I'm not even there.
Yeah.
And then they're like, where are you? And I'm like, why are you there? I'm like, and I'll look in my emails and like, nope, you never responded. And they like, oh, you're right. I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, that's okay. I'm just, take a breath. I'm glad it's not me. I mean, I don't want it to be anyone else, but.
No, but you know, it happens
in your business. You don't want to.
It happens in our personal lives too, right? Especially when you're dealing with a group of friends. Maybe there's three or four of you and you think you thought everybody was, and then it's like, what time are we meeting? Well, we're not. Nobody ever got back together. It's like, oh, you know what I mean? It's like. We think we do because, you know, we're running at a million miles an hour and we never really sit down and stop and think about, did we confirm? Did we not confirm?
Yeah.
You get all excited to go and then, well, we're not going because nobody confirmed. And now we have this going on. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it happens. It's just the way it is.
One of the things that
we need to slow down.
Yeah, for sure. And one of the things that, one of the ways that we can do that, I should say, not one of the things, excuse me, is going outside. in connection mm-hmm. with Mother Earth, getting that earth energy going. Mm-hmm. One of the things, this is what I was going to say, one of the things that Mercury retrograde can help us out with, well, a couple of things. First thing is when, let's say, email goes down or computers go down or the whole system goes down or whatever, because it seems like technology and all that stuff can go fritzy. And it might be the universe's way of saying you need to unplug for a minute.
Yes.
Go outside, get yep. your feet on the ground, mm-hmm. breathe in some real air, like fresh air. Mm-hmm. Even if it's cold out, go wrap yourself up, bundle up, get outside. Yep. And just stand there for a minute and just remember that we're not plugged into anything
yes.
except for the universe, right? We are not, you know, plugged into mm-hmm. our computers. We can disconnect for a minute.
Absolutely.
And they just take a break, you know.
Absolutely.
Go outside, like you mm-hmm. said, watch the eagles in their nests. You can
yep.
go watch the river starting to break apart
yep.
and just let Mother Nature kind of do some healing energy on you.
Yeah. I mean, there's really nothing better than sitting on the ground watching the eagles or the owls or whatever. And just, you know, you lose time. You lose track of time. And suddenly you've been there for 3 hours. And it's like, oh my, you know, but how wonderful is that? That is just so wonderful. And people need to unplug their phones too at night. You know, I have a practice of I shut my phone off by 8:30 or 9. So if you need to get a hold of me, you need to call me on my house phone, because that's always, you can ring that, but I'm not going to answer texts or emails or whatever after that time.
Yep.
I kind of do unplug, you know, and I've been a little bit worse about it the last few weeks. I haven't been following my guidelines, which I need to get back for sure. But I think we all need to just unplug, you know, it's crucial.
Yeah, it does help for sure.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things too that I was going to say, and I've talked about this before, is using the retrograde energy to go back. Again, we're moving backwards to finish projects that you started
yeah.
prior that you yeah. maybe stopped because they didn't mm-hmm. feel like they were moving forward, or you weren't interested, or mm-hmm. you didn't have the resources, or whatever it was. You know, there's a project. Maybe, you know, Snooki was talking in the chat room about spring cleaning. Maybe you started some kind of house project and you were trying to move some things out and you just lost steam, or mm-hmm. something happened and you can kind of tackle it again. You go after
yes.
it again during a retrograde, you know, start
yes.
an old project that you didn't finish.
Yeah.
You can also, you know, if there's something, we've talked about this before, that you, if you lost something,
yeah.
retrograde time is a good time to try and find things that you lost previously,
mm-hmm.
you know, whenever mm-hmm. you lost them, but to find things that you
mm-hmm.
lost
mm-hmm.
is, this is a good time to start looking for things,
yeah.
you know, resolving
oh, for sure.
some old, you know, conflicts or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
Time to do that.
For sure. Yeah. So lots of good things can come out of this time, as well as, you know, the craziness that happens to some of us as well, you know?
Yep. Yeah, Mike in the chat room is saying, I like the earth energy idea. I do need a recharge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get a recharge from Mama Earth.
Mm-hmm.
She is one full battery. As long as we keep taking care of her, she will be.
Absolutely. And she's the best, you know? I always go see the trees. I always have to go hug the trees for a while, and then I feel better. You know, and that's just me. I have a few right around my house here that I pick from, either the big old Mama Cottonwood or Mama Oak. And, you know, if I can get out to the research area, of course, there's Grandma Pine and Mama Pine out there.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, phenomenal energy. I love to sit just right at the base of the trees and just put my back on them and just let it flow, baby. You know, and you just feel so much better, so quick, you know?
Yep. Yeah, timepieces in the chat room is saying retrace. Yeah, retrace your steps. If you lost something or you can't remember what you're doing, retrace your steps. Find it. Find,
mm-hmm.
Pick up your train of thought. If you lost your train of thought, have you ever done that? Where you walk into a room and have no idea why
mm-hmm.
you did it?
All the time.
Gosh,
mm-hmm.
that's frustrating.
It is.
And that's not a Mercury retrograde thing. I'm just going to say that. That isn't.
No.
Whenever.
I do kind of think it's a product of having too much in our heads. You know, we need to lessen. You know, we need
yep.
to weed out things that don't need to be there anymore. You know,
yep.
I used to think maybe it was a product of aging, but I've been this way my whole life, right? You know, you walk into somewhere and your thoughts are on something else. And it's like, okay, I came in here for a reason. What was it? And then you leave the room because you can't really remember. And then you
yeah, I have to go back
later.
To where I started.
Yeah.
And then,
it's like,
well, okay, I started here. I moved into there for a reason. Usually I can figure it out, but yeah, I have to go back to where I started and rethink my process.
Yeah. Yeah. So Dave in the chat room is saying, if I play a record backward, does the song unwrite itself? Well, you know, some of those, like Hotel California, they say there was a demonic message in that. Yes. Dave, I can't remember the whole story on that, but something about if you did it backwards, and something about a Beatles song too, that there was like a demonic chant or something, like a satanic chant. Yeah. Oh, Dave said it's a myth. Okay.
Okay, that's right.
It's an old wives' tale.
I'm like, what?
You know, but yeah,
that's urban legend kind of stuff.
Urban legend. But it's out there. Hey, it's out there. He knows the legend. Okay.
Yeah. So Kat is saying, does this work for lost kittens? My two youngest got out sometime while I was away, worried about them. So they're still gone? Oh, no. I hope they're not gone.
Maybe they're just out running around because it's so warm outside and they're enjoying, because you're in Michigan, right, Kat? So maybe they're just enjoying this warm weather and being outside rather than being all cooped up inside, you know? I hope. Fingers crossed.
Yes. You know, yes, I hope that they make their way back if they're still gone, because that's scary.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, absolutely.
They tried to play it backwards when they were kids. Hotel California, is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what he says. I don't think anything happened, but Kat's saying they're still missing. Yes, they don't like outside. Everything scares them. Oh, dear. Well, we hope you find them. We hope that they return.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe put out some cat food. No, you probably already did that. Works for possums, actually. I don't know if it works for cats.
Or maybe, I don't know. Catnip or something, maybe. I don't know. What else could you put out? I don't know. I hope nothing got to them. You know, coyotes. Do you have coyotes in your area or anything? You know, hawks?
Oh, don't even say that.
Well, I'm just saying, you know. I mean, hopefully they're together. But, you know, sometimes people take cats, right? I mean, you know, if they see them and they're cute, they might take them.
You're not helping at all.
I know. I'm sorry.
Your animals and someone said that to you, you'd bawling your head off.
Absolutely. Stephanie. I'm thinking they're just out having a grand adventure, Kat, and they will be back. No coyotes.
I think they're tucked away somewhere safe and they just need someone to find them. So put on your radar.
And it's been warm. Here's the other thing. It's been warm, Kat, so I think they'll probably be okay. Karin says to check in the trees. Yep, they might be up there, especially if they're not used to being outside. They might be hanging out up there. Mike's saying it was Stairway to Heaven. I was thinking it was Hotel California. Well, doesn't matter. And I was thinking there was a Beatles song, too, that had that crazy myth. Karin is saying her Zalas got stuck in trees, and she'd call and they'd call back, and then she had to rescue him. The Beatles, forever ago. Yeah. Yeah, well, Kat, here's our fingers crossed, and we're sending good vibes so that you find them and they come home. Because, you know, how long have they been gone? A couple of days? Is that what you said?
A couple of days, yeah. That feels like forever, though.
Oh, my God.
We'll send good Mercury retrograde energy that you find your lost kittens.
Yes, yes.
You ask Mercury to fly with you to find them.
Mm-hmm. And that they'll be just fine and happy to see you and want you to feed them like mad because they're hungry, right? Yeah, that's what we want to. That's what we want to.
Yeah.
So, well, you know what? This hour is almost done. And I guess we haven't said this for a while, but maybe you have. I don't know. I haven't been on for a couple of weeks. But we're looking for subjects for the show. So if you have anything that you'd like us to revisit, you know, one of the things I was thinking about is last year we talked about that whole deal with the streetlights. I can't remember what that's called.
Oh, the sliders.
Yeah, we could talk about that again.
That was good.
Because we said we were going to try to think about this in our own selves and what happened in the coming year. So it's been about a year since then.
Yeah.
We thought we'd revisit that. And, you know, time travel is always a really fun one. Everybody loves time travel.
Yeah.
So if anyone out there has any subjects that they would like us to visit or revisit, you know, do let us know. Send us a message on Facebook or an email. Or let us know in the chat room right here. Ley lines. Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
We can look at that.
Yeah. Dave says he has a couple of topics as well. So yeah, let's get this going again, because that's what we did last year at this time. We kind of put it out there and you guys came up with some really good ideas.
Yeah,
and we had some really good shows because everybody contributed, because it was a subject that you all are interested in. And some of you have really, you know, kind of expertise in, so you help us out. So yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, let us know what the topics that you have. And recycle. Yes, that's a good one.
Mike said, ever feel like time stretches once in a while? Yeah. And then Karen says, time warps are fun. They can be. They can also freak you out. So we'll have to see if we can. Yeah, I guess time travel might fit in with time bending and stretching.
Yeah.
About that. Maybe add that to the list. Good. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, you guys. And keep sending us topics. And we'll keep working them into the show.
Yes, I'm writing them all down. So we will. And then, yeah, we're going to work on getting some guests. We've kind of just been out of it. This is how we always are, though, right? Every new year, we're pretty good for the first few weeks, and then we kind of, you know, get kind of lax. And and then by June, we're back up and running again.
But yeah, that's okay. You know.
It's good. It's good to just, like you said, relax. Sometimes we need to relax, and that goes for the show as well. And I think people just like to talk about whatever, you know. You know, because look, everybody's participating in this conversation. So this is what people love. That we like it too. So it's fabulous. Time warps, ley lines, reduce, reuse, and recycle. That would be a good one, you know, and kind of an environmental show.
Yep.
And then we could revisit, you know, the orcas. They're getting some movement on the dams, actually.
Good.
I don't know if they'll, but they're getting news. I mean, they're getting conversations. So that's the first step. You know, and kind of helping out there. Another whale has passed, Mega, who is, it's really sad. He was a big male, and we used to always call him, he was always surrounded by females, so we always called him Mega and his girls, and he hasn't been seen for a long time. So they think he's probably passed away. So it's just another, they're starving to death, Heidi. They're just starving to death, and it's so sad. They don't have enough food because of the dams, you know?
Yeah. That's too bad.
So maybe we can revisit with Howard about, you know, this new exciting stuff that's happening out there as well. So we can kind of do an environmental show and a whale show. And yes, I love it. Thank you. And like I said, Dave, let me know what your topics are. And Zen as a topic, that'd be great. That'd be great. Well, I love
another
it.
Another show.
Love it. Yes.
Yeah. Good ideas. We'll get on those. And we've got to have our anniversary show, too, because we had to postpone that. So,
yes.
We'll get on that, too.
We will. So we'll have a little, you know, a live audience, and we'll have a little celebration and maybe some snacks and food. And
always snacks. Always.
Yeah. We'll get that scheduled here in the next week or so. We'll have it in March. So we'll just be a couple months behind. But, you know, it's okay.
It's all good.
It's all good. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. And we will be back next week. Same time, same place.
Yes. Thank you to everybody in the chat room, all of our listeners. Sarge, thank you for producing Pura X. Always grateful to have you hosting us. And yeah, we'll be back next week for another round of the gathering.
Yeah. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Good night.